You're listening to Siren Radio 107.3, and it's time for Legends. Tonight we're doing something a little bit different as we are paying tribute and taking a look back at some of the greatest Christmas number twos of all time. Some of you may be wondering why. Well, I'm going to tell you that right after this. I'm going to kick things off with a song that I'm probably going to have to explain. It's Perfect by Ed Sheeran and Beyoncé.
I found a love for me. Well, darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. Just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Well, darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes you're holding mine. Between my arms, barefoot on the grass, we're listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling, you look perfect.
Stronger than anyone I know. He shares my dreams. I hope that someday we'll share our home. I found love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own. We are still kids, but we're so in love. Fighting against all odds, I know we'll be alright this time. Darling, just hold my hand, be your girl, you'll be my man, and I see my future in your eyes. Well, baby, dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, while listening to our favorite song. When I saw you in that dress, looking so beautiful, I don't deserve this. Darling, you look perfect. Between my arms,
Sheeran and Beyoncé with Perfect Duet. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside the story of their rise to iconic status. This week, however, we are doing something a little bit different as we are heading into that festive Christmas period, and therefore we're taking a look at Christmas number twos. Yes, last year it was all about those Xmas number ones on this show, but we're going to delve into the number twos this time around. You can give your thoughts throughout the show by texting us on 077 97 800 716. That's 077 97 800 716, or tweet us at SirenFM. Right then, it's time to get festive as we head back to the start of the UK charts and the very first Christmas number two. Christmas number two single, Joe Stafford's You Belong to Me. 1952 was the start of the charts in the UK, and therefore it wasn't that big a deal to be number one, or two for that matter, at the Christmas time. But being the first, or in this case second, has stuck this track in the history books. Joe Stafford was one of the most popular female singers of the 1950s. In the 30s, she performed with her sisters as the Stafford Sisters and later sang with Tommy Dorsey. She was one of the first artists to record parody versions of hit songs and was known for her work with the USO, where she entertained the troops. She still performed until later in her life before passing away on July 16th, 2008, at the grand old age of 90. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio, and tonight we are taking a look back at as many as possible of the Christmas number twos in the UK charts history. And I've just realised that at the top of the show, I didn't explain why I played Perfect by Ed Sheeran and Beyoncé. And that is because right now, as we are recording this live on Siren Radio, the bookies odds are saying that it will be Ed Sheeran and Beyoncé in that Christmas number two spot. It's between them and Eminem for the number one. So either Beyoncé and Ed are going to be in number two, or Eminem. And let's face it, I feel much safer playing an Ed Sheeran and Beyoncé song on this station than I do an Eminem song. Anyway, let's carry on with the show.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4, if the band slows down, we'll yell for more. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the chimes ring 5, 6, and 7, we'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, when it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
There is some dispute over what was the first rock song ever recorded, as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame say that it's Rocket 88, which Haley did cover in 1951. But Rock Around the Clock, Bill Haley, is undisputably the first rock song to top the charts, and generally considered the beginning of the rock era, at least for chart purposes. Many listeners had never heard of Rock and Roll when this was released, so the rock record company had a hard time describing the song, so much so that the label on the single actually called it a novelty foxtrot. It may have been the first chart topper of the rock and roll era, but it didn't quite hit the mark on that all-important Christmas week, falling at number 2 to Dickie Valentine and the Christmas Alphabet of all the songs out there. Well, at least it was Christmas-related. We haven't got many of them on the show tonight, unfortunately, but that just tells you something about the Christmas charts. Sometimes they can end up in that number 2 slot, sometimes they can be in the number 1... sometimes they'll be further on. So in 8 years' time, when I'm doing the Christmas number 8 on this show, when I'm probably still here at Siren Radio, we'll be able to find out some more of them. Tonight is part one, though, of a two-part special, as next week we will continue our journey into the history of Christmas number 2s, and there are some real corkers, so you definitely have to stay tuned. But now it's time for one of my favourite artists of all time, the King of Rock and Roll, Mr. Elvis Presley.
Ooh. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I've spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never, my love. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when we'll meet again. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never, my love. It's now or never, my love won't wait. It's now or never, my love won't wait. It's now.
This Elvis classic borrows the chord progression as well as the melody from the Italian song O Sol Moi, which was first recorded by, now this is always the fun bit, Kai pronounces a name, Giuseppe Ansalimi in 1907. Mario Lanza popularised the song and Tony Martin released the first English translation as There's No Tomorrow in 1949. When Elvis was in the US Army, he was stationed in Germany and heard O Sol Moi, and when he was discharged, he asked his record company to write an English translation for him, and that task went to songwriters Aaron Schroedner and Wally Gold. Barry White actually heard this song in 1960 when he was in jail for stealing tyres, and the song had such an impact on him that it convinced him to pursue a career in music. Just think about it. If it wasn't for this song, we'd have no Barry White. Well, we'd have a Barry White that was going around stealing tyres, but we wouldn't have a Barry White. This was one of the 17 songs written by songwriter and producer Aaron Schroedner for Elvis. Others include Stuck on You and A Big Hunk of Love, but this was the biggest hit that he penned for the King. Another familiar tune to many that songwriter did write was, of course, the theme song for the TV series Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Now think about that one. This songwriter not only wrote some of Elvis Presley's greatest hits, but he also wrote an iconic theme song as well. Ah, some people just have all the talent. She loves you, yeah. The Beatles with She Loves You. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio. They tell quite a tale in this tidy little pop song. Some poor guy thinks he has lost his girl for good, but he's redeemed when he finds out from a friend that she still loves him. There's even a moral at the end of the story. Pride can hurt you too. Good advice, I think, when arguing with a loved one. So that's one to remember around the turkey and the trimmings this Christmas. I told the story on the Legends episode for the Beatles about how this song was popularised. This song did popularise the phrase, yeah, yeah, yeah. But Paul McCartney's father was not very amused by this. He implored and hoped that they would sing yes, 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 thinking that it was a little more dignified. In the UK, this is the biggest selling Beatles single. It has held the record, for top selling UK single of all time until 1977, when it was beaten by who? Maybe I can hear a few of you shouting it out. Wings, led by McCartney, topped it with Mull of Kintyre. But it missed out on number one for the Christmas single of 1960. To whom? Well, it was only Cliff Richard and Mr. Peter Haywood, Mr. Drive Time's favourite, The Shadows. Not Foot Tapper, though, unfortunately. Let's head to 1964 now as we head downtown.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The light's so much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown, downtown. Downtown. We can't forget all our troubles, forget all our cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Petula Clark came to record this song at a time when she had carved a successful career in French, Italian and German-speaking territories. She recalled to The Guardian that Tony Hatch suggested that she should be recording again in English. She said, "My head wasn't in it at the time." She admitted, "I was totally in French, Italian, German, whatever. I said, well, you know, if I could find the right song," and he said that he had an unfinished song that he wanted to play me, and he played Downtown on the piano. I said, "Whoa, I like that." So I asked him to write a lyric up to the standard of the tune, and 2 weeks later, we did it. So that was 1964, Downtown, Petula Clark, the Christmas number two. Clark recorded a version of this song for her 2013 album, Lost in You, which was released when she was 80 years old. A classic hit. I must admit, though, it isn't as iconic, in my opinion, as the 1968 Christmas number two. Let's take a listen.
Christmas. Christmas. On Siren Radio.
Yes, it's one of my mum's favourite songs, so I hope she's dancing along at home. It's time for the Foundations and Build Me Up, Buttercup. Mike Diabo and Tony McCauley. Diabo was the lead singer of Manfred Mann, and McCauley was a successful songwriter who also wrote the Foundation's hit Baby Now That I've Found You, as well as songs by The Hollies, Andy Williams and The New Seekers. David Essex, who was unknown at the time but went on to success with Rock On, was offered this song, but he turned it down as he didn't like the title. I can imagine it have been a little bit of a different song if Essex had been given the reins. It regained prominence in 1998 after being featured in the movie Something About Mary, but for me, as I mentioned before, I always remember it as one of my mum's favourite songs, as I've just learned that it was number two at Christmas the year that she was born. I mean, 1968. I've given my mum's age out there a little bit, so I'm sorry. Might as well give a maiden name out whilst I'm at it. No, I won't do that. You're listening to Siren Radio 107.3, and this is Legends. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them. But this week, we're doing the Christmas number twos.
Well, in that case, he gives us one more to do. In that case, we got to... we got to do our alma mater. We must do our alma mater. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-oh.
Ding-a-ling!
Beautiful, beautiful. And then Mama took me to grammar school, but I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o. is beautiful. You know what I heard? I hear two girls over here singing in harmony. That's all right, honey. This is a free country. Live like you want to live, baby. Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna knock it, darling. Mm-mm. Yeah, freedom. Yes, sir. There's one guy right over here singing mine, too. That's all right, brother. Yes, sir. You got a right, baby. Ain't nobody gonna bother you. Yeah. Once I was climbing the garden wall, I slipped and had a terrible fall. I fell so hard I heard bells ring, but held on to my ding-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling. Your parliament out there singing. Oh yeah. Once I was swimming across Turtle Creek, man, them snappers all around my feet. Sure was hard swimming across that thing with both hands holding my baby. Beautiful. I think it's a beautiful little song, really I do. And guess what? Everybody's still not singing. There's a few right down front here that's not singing. We're gonna dedicate this verse to those who will not sing. Yes, sir. This here song, it ain't so sad. The cutest little song you ever had. Those of you who will not sing, you must be playing with your own ding-a-ling. Ding-a-ling. Ding-a-ling.
Even though he wrote many rock classics, this novelty song is Chuck Berry's only number one hit, and it got to 1972's number two on the Christmas charts. While many rock scholars dismiss this song as a senseless novelty ditty, Berry is quite proud of the song. He told Rolling Stone in 2010 that he wanted to be a comedian at one point and enjoys getting a laugh. A great tune there by Chuck Berry, but for the sake of my job at Siren Radio, we aren't going to overanalyze the lyrics, so let's carry on to 1976. Gotta love a little bit of Sure Waddy Waddy, Christmas number two, 1976, Under the Moon of Love.
Let's go for a little walk under the moon of love. Let's sit down and talk under the moon of love. I wanna tell you that I love you, and I want you to be my girl.
1973, two four-piece bands from the English town of Leicester, the Hammers and the Choice, decided to merge to become an eight-piece rock and roll group called Shawaddy Waddy. As a result, the new band had two of everything: vocalists Dave Bartman and Buddy Gask. We had guitarist Trevor Oakes and Russ Fields, bassists Rod Dees and Al James, and drummers Romeo Challenger and Malcolm Allred. They achieved their big break on the UK talent show New Faces, and a recording contract with Bell soon followed. After achieving six top 20 singles, Shawaddy Waddy had become recognised as Britain's most successful rock revivalists. Then, in 1976, their cover of Curtis Lee's Under the Moon of Love became their one and only number one hit, and they went on to enjoy eight more UK top 20 singles, including in 1978, a cover of another Curtis Lee song, Pretty Little Angel Eyes. This was Shawaddy Waddy's best-selling single in the UK, selling 985,000 copies. And for the rock label nerds out there, here's a fun fact for you, as this was the last ever single on the Bell label before it became Arista. It missed out on Christmas number one, though, to a viable opponent, as 1976 saw Johnny Mathis and When a Child is Born top the charts. I've only got a few more days till I'm back up north in Huddersfield, and we're going to head close to there now, as just a stone's throw away we find Brighouse. Brighouse and Rastrick Band, the brass band with The Floral Dance. A young man from Huddersfield who went to drama classes in Brighouse for a large majority of his childhood, who knew that they had a Christmas number two? Well, probably someone who was born in 1977 or before, I guess. But I tell you what, this song, it just makes me feel even more northern every time I hear it. Let's keep the number twos going. You're listening to Siren Radio.
Christmas on Siren Radio.
If If you weren't really into your brass bands, you might be into your disco. And if you're into your disco, there's only four letters that you need to know. One's a Y, one's an M, one's a C, and the final one's a B. No, I'm only kidding, it's an A. It's the Village People with YMCA. Say that you've never danced along to this track at a wedding, then you are lying to yourself, and you know it. The Village People made a video for this track with a YMCA in 1978, but since there was no MTV in it had very rare appearances in the American market. However, over here in Europe, there were many more places to show the videos, and that's where the Village People clip got the most views. When MTV launched in 1981, they played a lot of videos from British acts and a few from the American acts like Devo, but the Village People apparently didn't fit their format. I wonder why. The Village People saw this song as no more than album filler, but Niall Bogart, the president of their record label, saw its potential and made the decision to push it. And push it they did, taking it to number one on the UK's singles charts, but it did miss out on that Xmas number one spot in 78 to those greats Boney M and Mary's Boy Child. We still have a couple more Christmas number twos to go, but remember,
Christmas on Siren Radio
next week on Siren Radio for even more tunes from Christmas number twos. Up next, though, is a little bit of ABBA and I Have a Dream.
I have of a fairy tale. You can take the future, even if you fail. I believe in angels, something good in everything I see. I believe in angels, when I know the time is right for me, I'll cross the street. I have a dream.
Children's choir, making it the only ABBA song that has additional vocalists to the four members of the band. ABBA often perform this on stage with choirs from local schools. Bourne went on to say that I Have a Dream was an attempt to modern folklore with that kids' choir. We had doubted long whether we would use the choir or not, and we were aware that critics would pick on us for that with the trends of the time. And we didn't care, and we did it. The choir goes well with the Italian-like melody, and the lyrics sound positive. But as amazing and iconic as this legendary ABBA song is, they were foiled from having a Christmas number one in the UK by Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall Part 2. It's amazing to think that these two iconic songs from very different sides of the spectrum, may we say, were in the charts at the very same time. We are coming towards the end of tonight's part one as we pay tribute to Christmas number twos for Legends on Siren Radio. Remember to come back next week for the second part. And if you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, including recent episodes with Nile Rodgers, Linkin Park, or any of my Ann Chill episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at KaiJValentine, the show at Siren Legends, or on Facebook, www.facebook.com/SirenLegends. Thank you for joining me tonight for this very special two-part episode of Legends on Siren Radio, and I leave you with a classic. It's finally a Christmas song.
Christmas on Siren Radio.
And Mr. Shaking Stevens with Blue Christmas.
Without you, I'll be so blue. Just thinking about you. Decorations are red on a green Christmas tree. Won't be the same day if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas. Blue.